Lord and give me the opportunity to share God's word with you.
我们教会在几年很多年五六年前，我们也是由英文同步翻译在讲台上。那么最近因为是我们教会英文跟崇拜跟国语崇拜在一起联合崇拜，所以我们还是有英文翻译。所以这是我跟 Jeff 弟兄这几年来又是一次在一起来在讲台服事。
We used to have translation at the same time when we're delivering the sermon. However, because of the COVID, and it's been a while since I've worked together with Jeff.
让我们在这在释放信息之前，我们先一起做个祷告。
Before I deliver the message, let's bow our head and pray.
天父，我们谢谢你，主的早晨，你的儿女要来敬拜主，也要来听主你的话语。早晨，主啊，正在求主你，你与你的教会同在。你的灵在你的教会运行，让每位主你的儿女在这里都能遇见你，在这里都能听见你的话语。主，我们这次恭敬地把这个讲台完完全全地交在主你手中，愿主你的宝血厚厚地遮盖，愿主你把这讲台分别为圣，让这个讲台所有的话语都完完全全从你那里出来。主，我们这次谢谢你的恩典，我们这次恭敬地把今天讲台参加服事的 Jeff 弟兄，把孩子自己也完完全全交在主你手中，愿主你圣灵来掌管我们，你的圣灵来充满我们，主你来掌管我们的口，让我们所说的一切话不是出于我们自己，乃是出于你主你自己。主圣们，谢谢你的恩典，求主你来纪念你的讲台，让这个讲台主要真是属主的讲台，而讲台所有的话语不只是让所有讲的听的一起在你的话语上得着救。我们谢谢你的恩典，求主你来带领，这样的感谢祈求奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen。
今天兄弟，我跟大家分享的题目是瓦器里的宝贝。
Topic I want to share with you today is the treasure in the jars of clay.
那为什么想去分享这样一个主题
？Why is it that I want to share this topic?
因为本来当李牧师跟我讲要请我这个二月份第一个主日讲台来分享神的话语呢，我是考虑一直在跟神祷告，那有想了好几个这个主题，但是呢。后来神感动我，那么希望我来讲这个这个瓦器里的宝贝这样一个主题。
So when Pastor Lee asked me to share a message, I've been praying and seeking the word from the Lord, and God has incited me to share this with you.
那我们大家都知道，上个礼拜二就是过去的几天是中国的农历年。
We know that the past few days we're celebrating the Chinese Lunar New Year.
那么我们知道这个春节是全世界各地的华人庆祝农历新年的一个传统节日。
We know that this is a traditional holiday that the Chinese amongst the world, we celebrate.
那么在春节里头呢，我们给这个亲人呢，给朋友拜年。那么这个拜年当然就是节日问候，然后互相祝福。
We give these New Year greetings amongst friends and family.
当你跟人家拜年，当通常如果不认识神的人，通常最多说的就是虎年大吉，或者是恭喜发财。
If you're not a believer, a lot of times, you say, "Happy the year of the tiger," or "Congrats on getting rich."
因为人们拜年的时候，通常会把世人认为这个最好的这个福气祝福给对方。
They usually give the greatest blessing that they think to the other.
尤其是现在，我们好多华人是用微信拜年，因为不能见面，用微信拜年。
Especially as Chinese, we typically give our greetings from WeChat.
那么拜年是讲的最多的一句话，就是恭喜发财，这是最常用的词汇。
The most common greetings would be congrats on getting rich.
那这个在春节里头，基督徒之间怎么拜年？总不能我们基督徒也来说恭喜发财。
How about Christians? I mean, do we also say the same thing about getting rich?
那很多基督徒啊，这个我们当这个过春节的时候，往往有两种，要么就是他不屑去拜年，不去过这个节；要么就是找不到合适的话来祝福对方。
So a lot of times we may even be like a kind of not caring about giving these regards, or sometimes they just don't even know or don't even care as far as what to say.
So I gave 基督徒讲了一个叫礼却词穷。
I've given a term basically not knowing what to say or just not having the etiquette to say it.
为什么不知道怎么祝福对方呢？因为是我们很多时候我们往往不完全知道基督徒有哪些属灵的福气。
So a lot of times we as Christians don't even know what kind of spiritual blessings that we have.
所以说我们也就没有办法把这些属灵的福气祝福给对方。
So that we cannot extend these blessings to others.
基督徒究竟有哪些属灵的福气？
So what kind of spiritual blessings do we Christians have?
你知道，当我们这个传福音的时候，那些不信神的人呢，最常问的一个问题就是，信耶稣有什么好处？
So when you're spreading the gospel, a non-believer may be asking, and one of the most common questions is, what benefit is there in believing in Jesus?
因为他们不信，他们不认识这个神，他们通常把这个信仰跟他的实际的利益呢是连到一起的。
Because they don't know God, they connect their most direct, benefit to it.
兄弟，我以前就那个在校园就学生团契的时候啊，那么学生问的最多的一句话就是：我信耶稣能不能拿 straight A？ 我信耶稣能不能这个找 B 找到一个好工作？那么我信耶稣能不能发财？
So when I was holding the student fellowship back in school, one of the most common questions I asked is, can I get straight A's? Am I going to be guaranteed a good job? Things like that.
当我们到后来在教会里头跟那些尤其是不是学生了，是一些社会上的一些不信主的人传福音的时候，他们往往关心的是信耶稣会不会有个好的婚姻，信耶稣会不会有找到个好的工作，信耶稣会不会让他真是那个家庭幸福，这个事业顺利。
And the same thing happens at church. They ask me, am I going to have a good marriage? Am I going to have good work? Are things going to be going well in my life?
在上个世纪初有一个宣教士，是海外宣教士，他到这个中国去传福音，到中国的南方去传福音。
In the century earlier, there is a missionary that has went to the southern part of China to spread the gospel.
他因为到一个地方，他也人生地不熟，他传福音呢，他就在他住的那个教会的会堂，这个住的一间房子是他的周围一个教会呢，在外面就做广告，他就在教会的墙上写了，用那个毛笔呢，黑的毛笔写了是信耶稣得永生。
So at the place that he was staying, there was a writing that he's penned with those Chinese brush character calligraphy written.Believe in Jesus Christ, you will get eternal life.
那么他这个就是他在那儿就是好长时间呢，没有人来他的教会，来的人很少。
For the longest time, there aren't any people coming.
所以说有一天呢，这个外面那个因为南方下大雨暴雨，下了雨第二天的这个仅第二天呢就是主日，结果他发现教会里面来了满满的人。
So the following day, the southern part of China, there are a lot of rain, and for this time, there's a lot of people coming to church.
然后他跟大家那个呼召，谁愿意信耶稣的请举手。
And he was making a calling, if you are willing to believe in Jesus Christ, please raise your hand.
结果很多的人都举手。
Then many people raise their hand.
他就很吃惊。
And he was in shock.
他说怎么回事？
What happened here?
就他等到聚会完了，他到外面去看，这个呢，因为他这个墙上写的毛笔写的字黑字啊，因为下雨啊，这个有些字啊，这个模糊不清。这个墙上的字本来是信耶稣得永生，现在变成是信耶稣得水牛。
So he was in shock and he went out and he found out that the calligraphy that he has written.It's no longer when you believe in Jesus Christ, you get eternal life, but when you believe in Jesus Christ, you get a cow.
就是那些村民看见了信耶稣能得水牛的话，大家都跑到教会来，都要得这个福气。
So when people find out that when you believe in Jesus Christ, you get a cow, then of course I'm coming.
那我知道今天有好的教会，也有一些教会，也有一些福音的机构，他们用这个成功福音。来吸引人来信主。
And we know that some church and also some evangelical institutions have this prosperity gospel.
我曾经也是被人邀请参加这样一个专门做基督徒商人的这个团契这个聚会，这个布道会，我也去参加过一两次。
There's once I went to one of these evangelical meetings for business people.
这些上台做见证的弟兄啊，都是讲他以前没有信耶稣之前，他的这个咒生意很不顺利，咒什么赔什么，但是一信耶稣以后呢，他就挖了第一桶金，一信耶稣就很顺，他的生意很顺利。
The testimonies of these businessmen were always about how difficult it is before they believe in Jesus Christ, and once they do, their business had been doing so well.
所以他们有一句简单的话，就是信耶稣一路发。
So they have a simple saying that when you believe in Jesus Christ, you get rich.
那当然这样的聚会很吸引人来参加。
Of course, this is very attractive.
那么当然也有一些人他不肯来参加。
Of course, there are people who are kind of held back by it.
甚至有一些人也会跌倒。
There are also some who are stumbled by it.
为什么？因为如果信耶稣就能一路发的话，今天说来了，我们都不要再多找，就教会就正满了人了。
If it's really true that if you believe in Jesus Christ, you get rich, I think we're going to be filled with people here.
因为不是每个人这样，很多人他信了耶稣，他发现你讲的不对头，他信了耶稣并没有一路发嘛。
Because a lot of times people find out that when you believe in Jesus Christ, you do not actually get rich.
那么基督徒究竟有什么样的属灵福气？
So what kind of spiritual blessings do you have?
甚至有些基督徒也有这样的疑问。
And even some Christians have questions like this.
那么比如说，受洗就可以，是不是就可以得永生了？
For example, do you get eternal life after baptism?
有的人认为这个他受洗呢，就会拿到这个去天堂的门票。
When you're baptized, is like you get the ticket to heaven.
是不是有一不少的人，他们就把这个受浸呢，成为他不是信仰的起点，而是变成信仰的终点，因为他觉得反正我已经拿到去天堂的门票，那么我也他就不需要再花时间在信仰这件事上花更多的时间。
So baptism, that's supposed to be the beginning of their journey of faith, becomes the end of their faith because they believe that they have gotten the ticket to heaven.
而且往往很多时候我们基督徒常常感到这个软弱无力，你体验不到这个信仰的力量。
A lot of times we as Christians feel weak and we do not experience the power of the Lord.
有的时候我们觉得奇怪，我们大家都是信耶稣的，为什么他信耶稣，他好像他就 这个跟神就那么关系那么亲，他的跟神的这个祷告，他的祷告，他的这个生活，就他的这个日常的信仰的力量就那么强，那我们自己反而做不出来，活不出来。
And some may wonder, why is it that we're all Christians, but some have the power from the Lord and have that closeness to God, but I don't.
就是兄弟，我以前喜欢看这些这个属灵伟人的一些传记。 当我去读那些戴德森弟兄的传记，读那个穆迪弟兄的传记，读穆勒弟兄的传记，然后再读宋尚杰弟兄的传记，你读这些传记的时候，你觉得会心旷神怡，因为这些神的仆人，他们跟神的关系是如此的亲，好像神就站在他的旁边，他说话，他做什么，神都会跟他在一起。So
I like to read the biographies of the giants of faith, for example, Hudson Taylor, George Mueller, Brother Song Sangjie, and they are inspirations for me. It's as if God is right beside them, talking to them, leading them.
就是为什么我们都是信耶稣的，为什么我们基督徒却不一样？
So why is it that we're all Christians, but how come there is a difference?
我们知道这个新冠病毒从2019年开始。 大概已经快两年多时间了，给世人带来了一波又一波的这个恐惧，扰乱了人们的正常的生活工作。So
we know that the coronavirus that has started in 2019 has been given us a lot of impact and episodes of fear and has disrupted our lives and work.
是我们往往我们不知道该怎么来应对，我们只能 每天都在听看新闻，听这个CDC他们究竟有什么新的这个通知，或者新的这个说法。
A lot of times we're lost, we don't know what to do, and we go to CDC and seeing what new guidelines are coming up.
那这个图片是我从网上，我觉得非常好玩。那个上面每一句话都是一个就双关语了，都是一个。
So I found this online. You see this pictorial here on the right.
在那个2019年那个病毒刚刚起来的时候，那个时候是要我们什么？要我们就是大家都远离那些即使他已经 test 是 negative 了，你都远离他，因为你不知道这个病毒这个情况。
So in 2019, you want to stay away from negative people.
当然，这个 negative people 有 different meaning， 是不是？
Of course, there's a different meaning with negative.
那么到2020年，他要我们 CDC 要我们 stay away from positive people.
So in the year 2020, you want to stay away from positive people.
到了就是过去的一年，是要我们 stay away from 所有的人，大家都要隔开，都要尽量不要聚集在一起。
In 2021, you want to stay away from people.
那么到2022年呢，他打了一个问号说，是不是要我们 be positive, be patient?
So in 2022, what are we to do? Be positive?
确实是有，听说有一些人，美国人，他们故意要去感染上这个病毒，这样他们能产生这个抗体。
I've also heard of people who intentionally want to catch this coronavirus, so they have this immunity.
那么在这个疫情的这个冲击下面，教会啊，这个基督徒流失的非常严重。
Under the impact of the coronavirus, we've lost a lot of Christians over this period.
我知道好多教会大概追到30%-40%人的人来参加这个教会的这个，无论是网上或者是 in person 的这个聚会。
I've heard of statistics of churches down to 30% or 40% of the original congregation.
那么不少教会呢，也是这个无力应对，只能随波逐流。那我听说加州有的教会，他们是先是教会关门了，后来呢又开了，开了以后呢，说是不行了，又关了，就是又开了关了开。
So the churches are not facing this crisis well. A lot of times they shut down, then open, and then not many people come, then they shut down, and then they open again.
就是我有时候想，如果是将来在这个幕后这个在大灾难的时候。这撒旦也不要逼迫教会，只要用一个小小的病毒，教会全都倒下来。
I'm thinking that in the tribulation period, Satan doesn't really have to do much. Just a little virus is enough to shut down the church.
我们知道，我们在这个顺境的时候，我们觉得看不出信仰，大家都是你好我好，大家都很好。
We know that in the good times, you can't see true faith. Everybody is in good shape.
只有在逆境的时候，我们才能看出你信仰的真伪。
Only during adversity, then you can see the true faith.
逆境也是经历神最好的机会。
And adversity is also the best time to experience God.
那么基督徒应当如何在这个困难的环境里头去经历这个信仰的能力？
So how do you face these difficult situations and to experience the power of faith?
所以说兄弟我这个在思考这个讲章的时候呢，我就当时我就觉得这个要今年呢，我兄弟，以前我都是讲一些 negative 东西，今年要什么 be positive。
So when I was considering my message, I've been quite negative in the past, but this year I'm going to be positive.
我今年一年，兄弟，我跟神祷告，我觉得给我的主题是我们要讲基督徒属灵的福气。
So after I prayed and seek the Lord, He has given me to share the message on the spiritual blessings.
今年不只是今天，是从岁首到年终。如果兄弟有机会，神允许让兄弟站在讲台上，那么我要跟大家一直来分享认识耶稣基督的属灵的福气。
If the Lord is willing, I will be sharing the message of the spiritual blessings this whole year from the beginning to the end.
那么基督的属灵福气里面，第一个是今天讲的瓦器里的宝贝。
So what I would like to share today, the spiritual blessing, is the treasure in the jars of clay.
那我知道我们当中很多的基督徒可能一听到这个讲题的题目，大概就马上就知道这是哪里的经文，是在哥林多后书4:7这个地方。
So many Christians may be very familiar with the verse. Once you hear treasure in the jars of clay, you know that it's in 2 Corinthians 4:7.
很多基督徒大概都会背这一节经文。
Many of you may even be able to recite it.
那么今天早晨我们要思想三个问题。第一个问题是，这个宝贝是指什么
？So we're going to be considering three questions. The first one is, what is this treasure?
那我想大概在座的听众 都知道这个宝贝大人是指什么，主耶稣基督了，是不是？
We all know that this treasure is our Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个答案基本是正确的。
This answer, in general, is correct.
Basically correct.
Oh, it's basically correct.
But not precisely correct.
But not precisely correct.
那么第二个呢，是瓦器里的这个宝贝有什么样的能力？
So what kind of power is in this treasure in the jars of clay?
第三个问题是如何让这个瓦器里的宝贝来显明它的能力？
So the third is how do you have this treasure in the jar of clay to show its power?
所以说我们要来解释对明白这段经文的话，我们要把这个经文呢往上推一推，往下推一推。
So to really understand this verse, we have to go backward and also forward in the verses.
所以说我们要看这个哥林多后书四章六到十节。
So we're going to be looking at 2 Corinthians 4, 6 to 10.
我们找到以后，我们先用读中文先国语，然后请 Jeff 弟兄带大家读英文我们一起来请读一段经文，请。那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌却不被困住，心里骤难却不致失望，遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不致死亡，身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
2 Corinthians 4, 6 to 10, verse 6, For God who said, Let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay,to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body.
那么这个瓦器里的这个宝贝是指什么？
So what is this treasure in the jar of clay?
那我们要看这个哥林多后书这个前面哥林多后书四章六节。
And we are to look at 2 Corinthians 4, 6.
那么这一节怎么讲？他说那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣的面上。那下面我是引了一段这个英文，这个英文 是这个English Standard Version 这个翻译。
So in the English Standard Version, it says, For God who said, Let light shine out of darkness, has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
那我们大家都知道这个 English Standard Version, 或者是 New American Standard Version, Bible, 都比较接近这个原文。所以说你看这个尼哥林的后书四章六节这个原文句子的结构呢，是因为受什么的神已经照进我们的心，使这个我们是这个翻译的时候加上使我们得知这个知识的光。
So we know that the English Standard Version and the American Standard Version Bible, it is closer to the original text and structurally when it's translated directly, it says, "For God who said." And has shown in our hearts so that we get the light of the knowledge.
So, this 这个宝贝，这个地方的宝贝是指那显在耶稣基督脸上神的荣耀的知识的光。
So, the treasure is the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
这是一段，当然一段很长的话。其实哥林多前后书六四章六节是一句非常非常丰富的一句经文，所以下面我们要仔细来看这一句话。
So this is kind of long, but This is what 2 Corinthians 4, 6, there's a lot of things that are packed in here that I'm going to help you.
首先我们要看这个哥林多后书这个四章六节，我写出不是灵前了，哥林多后书四章六节，第一段是写的是那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神。So
there should be 2 Corinthians 4, 6, for God who said, let light shine out of darkness.
这个原文呢是他直接引了一句上帝讲的话，这个讲的话呢是在创世纪第一章三节，神造天地的时候讲的一句话。
So this is quoting from Genesis 1, 1 to 3.
那么保罗为什么说这个神是那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神？
Why is it that he said that this is a God who has let light shine out of darkness?
如果大家我们回到创世纪第一章，第一章一到三节，他怎么讲？他说：“起初神创造天地，地是空虚混沌，渊密黑暗。神的灵运行在水面上。神说要有光，就有了光。” So
Genesis 1:1-3, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light.
就是在这个空虚混沌的地跟这个黑暗的渊面上，神造天地的第一个工作就是照光，使光从黑暗里照出来。
So the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. The first task of God, God's creation is the creation of light, and light shined out of the darkness.
如果我们看这创世纪一章一到三节这三节，我们也看见神的创造是由三位完成的，是三一的真神，有神、有神的灵、有神的话，也就是新约圣经讲的道。So
we can see that Genesis 1:1-3, God's creation is a collaboration of the Trinity. God, God's Spirit, God's Word, or Logos.
那么到了新约时代，神上帝在人的里头，在人的心里，人里头也有一个新的创造。So
in the New Testament, God's creation also have a new task.
在哥林多后书四章六节这个中间这一段，他写的说，神前面主与神，下面是已经照在我们心里。
So in 2 Corinthians 4, 6, God's first task in the new creation has shown in our hearts.
我们知道罗马书一章二十一节告诉我们，我们人在认识神面前是思念虚妄，心地昏黑。
So in the book of Romans, chapter 1:21 tells us that before man believes in God, our thinking has become futile and their foolish hearts were darkened.
上帝在人的里头，神，上帝拯救人，在人的里头，他是有一个新的创造。
So there is a new creation in man.
就像哥林多后书5章17节，如果有圣经，你问候翻译就知道，它上面写的是，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，就是一个都变成新的，这个新的人就是 a new creation.
So this is in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. This is talking about the new creation.
上帝在人的里头，这个 new creation的新的创造，它的第一个工作是什么呢？是光照人心。
So what is the first task in this new creation? It is to shine in our hearts.
当这个工作是借着圣灵运行在我们人的里头所做成的。
And this is through the work of the Holy Spirit in man.
当神的光照到我们里头，我们看见我们的心里头是多么的污秽，多么的肮脏，多么的黑暗。
When we see the light of God, we can see how dark our hearts are.
那么有这种看见的时候，我们才会要去认罪悔改，才会去接受耶稣基督做我们个人生命的救主。
And it is through this that we can repent and accept Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord.
我们今天知道我们传福音为什么难，难的原因就是很多人他不认识到自己的罪。
The reason why it's so difficult to spread the gospel is because people do not recognize how dark they are.
如果他不看到自己的污秽，看到自己的罪，他就不会去悔改。
If they don't see the darkness of them, in them, then they are not going to repent.
就是我们看见上帝在人的新的创造里第一个工作是光照人心。
So we see that the first task in this new creation is to shine in our hearts.
那么上帝在人这个新的创造里的也是一样，有三位完成的，有神，有圣灵，有道成肉身的耶稣基督。
And in this new creation is also the collaboration of the Trinity, God, God's Spirit, and also Jesus Christ.
那么这个地方他经文他讲，他说已经，换句话说，这个 new creation has already completed, 已经结束了，已经做完了。
This user word has because the work is already complete within the sinners.
因为这个地方他讲，他说在我们心里，这个我们是指那些重生得救的基督徒。
And when it says us, it is talking about us, the born again Christians.
就是这神的工作已经完成了。
So this task is done.
那么神让他的神光照到我们的心里头，他有一个目的。
And when he shines is in our heart, there is a purpose.
这个目的是什么？他说叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
This is to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
那么这是神在人的里头这个新创造他要达到的一个美好的目的，就是要我们得着那显在耶稣脸上神的荣耀的光，知识的光。
So this new creation has his good and perfect will, which is to have us to get the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
这就是使徒保罗在下一节经文哥林多后书四章七节里面讲的瓦器里的宝贵。
So this is exactly the next verse in 2 Corinthians 4:7, when Paul refers to the treasure.
那么这个宝贝的它的中心是什么？它是显在耶稣基督面上的神的荣耀。
So the center of this treasure is the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
大家仔细注意一下，如果懂，我觉得很多人懂英文，英文里这个地方写的是 in the face, not on the face, 因为英文通常是 on the face, 它这样是 in the face。
So if you understand English, you can see it more clearly.This is saying in the face of Jesus Christ, not on the face.
什么意思？这是讲神的荣耀，神的荣耀是从耶稣的脸上发出来的，而不是神的荣耀照在耶稣的脸上。
So we can see this within and coming from Jesus Christ. It's not going on Jesus Christ.
这是这个地方的这个宝贝，是我们对耶稣基督的一个认知。
So this is also talking about our understanding of Jesus Christ.
如果大家我们看这个马太福音十七章一到二节，当那个耶稣啊带着他三个很要好的门徒，彼得、雅各跟约翰到了一个山上的时候，他在身上变相，那个时候门徒看见耶稣的脸明亮如日头，发出光暖。
We can see this in the Gospel of Matthew in 17. Jesus took his three favorite disciples onto the Mount of Transfiguration. His face shone like the sun.
就是到了希伯来书一章三节，他就讲，他说耶稣基督是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
And you can see also in the book of Hebrews, Jesus Christ is the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of his being.
就是这是这个宝贝的中心。
And that is the center of the treasure.
那么这个宝贝的定义很长，但是它蕴含了基督徒对耶稣基督认识的三个层次。
So this treasure has meaning. It's long, but it has three levels of our understanding of Jesus Christ.
那么第一个层次是认识到是显在耶稣基督脸上神的荣耀。
The first level is the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
So, 当一个人他蒙神光照，他在他的生命里头，他遇见了耶稣基督，他看见神耶稣基督所彰显的神的荣耀，他就会去接受耶稣基督做他个人生命的救主。这是我们信仰的起点。
When one receives the light from the Lord and the conviction when seeing Jesus Christ.And also see the glory of him, he's going to accept him as his savior, and this is the starting point of their faith.
像很多我们当中好多弟兄姊妹有这样的见证，兄弟我自己也有这样的见证。
I'm sure not just me, but also every one of you will have a testimony like this.
我以前曾经跟弟兄姊妹分享过，那么我当时信主是什么？是我们有两位很好的弟兄啊，一个是这个钟森阳弟兄，钟森阳长老，还有一位是我们当中的陈一东弟兄，他们两对假夫妻，那么对我们很有爱心，拼命来带我们参加团契，带我们来教会。
This is my personal testimony. So Elder Zong and also Brother Yidong have been, with the love of Christ, have been faithfully spreading the gospel.
他们一直要求我们去来教会。
He kept on inviting me to come to church.
你知道吗？因为那个时候我们的眼睛，我跟我太太，我们的眼睛是没有开的，所以我们来到教会听讲道啊，哎呀，真是受罪。
At that time, we weren't, our eyes weren't even open. And when you come to church, it's very, very difficult. Right now, you may think it's long, but back then, it's an hour and a half rather than just an hour now. And I feel like sleeping every time. We thought that there are just way too many people here. The air is just, air quality is bad, and so we feel like sleeping. So I have a daughter, little one, in Sunday school, and we use that as an excuse to get some fresh air out of the sermon. So we come a few times, and it's just getting really difficult, and I just don't really want to come.
但是感谢主，神借着两位弟兄，他们爱主，他们对我们夫妻这个灵魂，是他灵魂很大的爱心，他们一直在关心我们。
Praise the Lord, with the Lord, love of Christ, they kept on inviting me to come.
我记得我那时候我搬家从这个我们的 apartment 搬到我们买的第一个房子里头去。那个时候那个钟长老跟一栋弟兄他们一大早开着 pickup truck 到那个 apartment 去帮我搬家。
Praise the Lord, I remember when I was moving out of my apartment, Elder Zong and also Yidong brother came and helped me with their truck.
不只是这样，那个时候我记得那个刘玉玲姊妹她很有爱心，中午给我们做好饭，让我们搬家那一天去他们家吃中饭，然后再回来再搬家。
And also, I want to thank Sister Yu Lian also preparing lunch for us after moving.
对，你说他们有很大的爱心对我们。
We truly have the love of Christ towards us.
但是我们那个时候对教会依然提不起兴趣来。
But we're still not interested in church.
直到有一天我们遇到难处，我们跟神祷告，那么神应允了我们的祷告，我们才发现原来这个神他是真的神。
It is not till one day when I have some difficulty and pray to the Lord and the Lord answered us that I believe that he is real.
所以我们看见了神在耶稣基督身上所彰显的这个神的荣耀。
So I can finally see the glory of God through Jesus Christ.
所以我就跟我太太讲，这个神可能是真的呀，所以我们要去教会。
I was telling my wife, this God may be true. I want to come to church.
所以我跟我太太，我们一家是不请自来，没有人邀请，我们自己来教会。
And after that, without anyone inviting, we come ourselves.
而且从那时候开始到今天也没有离开这个教会。
From that day till now, we have not left church.
当然我们来教会，再也不会像以前那样，一听到就大瞌睡。好像神开了我们的眼睛一样，原来这个讲的东西你能听进去，不会让你打瞌睡。
And we no longer fall asleep during messages. It's as if God has opened our ears.
所以说，当你看见神的荣耀显在耶稣基督脸上的时候，无论是你结病得医治，无论是你找到工作，无论是神给你一个美满的婚姻，当你遇见神的荣耀的时候，你就知道这个神是真的，我要去认识他，我要去信他。
When you see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, you will realize that he is the true God and you want to believe in him. But your faith cannot just stop right there.
那显在耶稣基督脸上神的荣耀的知识。
We need to get to the second level, the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
我们以前认识的只是神的荣耀的一小部分，你并没有完全认识神的荣耀的这个全部。
We used to know only a part, a very small part of the glory of the God in the face of Jesus Christ.
这就像中国人陈玉玲里讲的这个盲人摸象，你摸到象只摸到他的耳朵，以为这个像一个扇子一样，你摸到他的尾巴好像一个棍子一样，但是这不是象的全部。
It is as if a blind person is touching a elephant. You touch just his tail, it seems like a fan.
你希望去知道这个神是怎么样一位神，他的性情，他的品格，他的这个道德属性，你看他是这个神是什么样一位神。
So you cannot see the whole thing of God, the whole true character of God.
你希望知道这位神不只是一位公义的神，他是神也是爱，神也是怜悯，神也是审判，神的应许是哪些，你都希望要知道这个。
So God is not only righteous, God is love. You want to get to know God, and you also will find out about God, will have judgment, and you want to know more about God.
你希望知道神做事的方式，神爱什么，神恨什么。
You want to know how God works, what God loves, what God hates.
就圣经里面讲，他要我们要去明白，去认识耶稣基督里面的丰盛，因为神的本性，一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在耶稣基督里头。
We are to make effort to get to know Christ, the abundance in Christ, for in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in the bodily form.
我记得几年前呢，我这个跟那个赵翔牧师 Samuel Chow, 这个赵翔牧师跟他的师母 Lorna Chow, 他们已经跟我们交通，所以他们当最初好多七几年的时候，他们进大陆的时候，这个他们去家庭教会，这个一去人家就要他们帮他们施洗，带他们带领圣餐。为什么呢？他们这个教会，他们有一个认识，认为这个必须要牧师才可以去什么给人施洗，必须要牧师才可以领圣餐。所以他们十几年没有领过圣餐，好多几十位弟兄姐妹，上百位弟兄姐妹从来没有受洗，一直等一个牧师来给他们施洗。
So I had this fellowship with Samuel and Lorna Chow, and they were telling me that for the longest time they went to this.Church in China, the first thing that they want them to do is to give baptism, to hold a holy communion, because they believe that only pastors are eligible to deliver holy communion and also hold baptisms.
就是为什么会这样？是因为他们没有知识。
Why is it? Because they do not have the knowledge.
那么今天你有了知识，是不是就够了呢？
So is it enough to just have the knowledge?
我们知道在神学院里面，好多神学院的教授，他们的圣经比我们还要熟。
We know that in seminary school, a lot of times they have more knowledge than us.
但是神学院好多教授，他们并不是他们讲道很有能力。
So we know that the professors there may not have that power in delivering message.
所以拥有信仰的知识不一定给人带来信仰的能力。
So having the knowledge of faith does not necessarily translate to the power.
So this 这个宝贝它蕴含的信第三层的意思是呢，那显在耶稣基督脸上神荣耀的知识的光。
This leads to the third level of our understanding of Jesus Christ, which is the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
这个知识的光很多。年长的这个基督徒的弟兄姊妹，他们都知道，这种通常称为是亮光。你读圣经有没有亮光？或圣经里面也称它是一个经意。
So the light of knowledge, a lot of older believers know that this is the light. When you read the scripture, you will have the enlightenment from the Lord.
这就是哥林多后书三章六节讲的，他说：“因为知句是叫人死，经意叫人活。”
So this is in 2 Corinthians 3:6, for the letter kills, but the spirit gives life.
只有这个知识的光才能给人带来生命的力量，这是基督信仰里面最宝贵的东西。
So this is the most valuable thing in the Christian faith, which is this light that gives power.
这个知识的光不是人可以靠着自己的聪明才智就能得到的。
This light of knowledge is not through our own wisdom.
必须要有在圣灵的依靠圣灵的带领引导开你的眼睛你才能得着。
It is through the leading of the Holy Spirit that we can get this.
而这个光不是对一段圣经的经文有新的解释或者就像我们所谓的这个灵异解经有一种新的不同的翻译一样解释一样。
It's not like a new translation or like a new meaning or enlightenment that you get.
也不是一个什么新的这个知识。
It's not a new knowledge.
它所要传递的是这个知识里头它所要传递的这个它的经义。
It is the knowledge that is hidden that is trying to convey.
兄弟我自己就有这样的经历。
I have personal experience in this.
我们大家都知道耶稣基督是教会的头。
We all know that Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
我想很多大概我想100%的传道人都知道耶稣基督是教会的头。
I think we all the ministers know that Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
但是只有当你的生命去经历一些经历的时候，你才知道耶稣基督是教会的头，是一个真理。
But it is through personal experience that you can truly understand that Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
我想大概十几年前，当兄弟我也是一样在负责教会的时候，那个时候教会有很多的这个高低起伏，教会里面有很多的纷争。
This is about 10 years ago. There has been
more than 10 years ago. About 15 years ago.
It's about 15 or more so ago. There has been conflicts within the church.
就那个时候，兄弟，我就很急啊，要教会这些事情，那你要去像那个堵洞那样，这儿有洞你要去堵，那儿有洞你要去堵，那个大家有很多的纷争，你要去调解，就是东奔西跑，忙得很辛苦，心也累，人也累。
So at that time, it seems like there are a lot of fires to put out. There's this fire coming up here, fire coming up there, and I just get very busy. Running around.
你说我知不知道耶稣基督是教会的头？我知道啊。
Do you think I know that Jesus Christ is the head of the church? Of course I do.
但是教会里面那么多事情，你不去做，这个事情就来了，你怎么办呢？
But if I don't do that, what's going to happen? I mean, the fire is just coming up.
后来神让我经历很多的事情，让我们真正的明白了，耶稣基督是教会的头，教会发生的一切事情都在他的掌握之中。兄弟，我自己不过是他的一个工人而已。
And I finally realized that Jesus Christ is the head of the church, and I'm just a vessel.
我没有必要去把耶稣基督要担的这个责任背到我的肩上来。
It is not my responsibility or the burden to have to be Jesus Christ.
就是那一段经历给我兄弟我最大的属灵的教训，就是耶稣基督是教会的头，他是教会的主。
So the homework that I've learned. Through that experience is that Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
就是当兄弟我08年又开始回到这个教会继续来服侍神的时候，那么那个时候我就感到非常的轻松，尽管做的事情比以前都教会的事情比以前更忙了，但是兄弟我心里都很轻松。
So since 08, when I'm serving the Lord, even though there are more responsibilities, more work, I feel free.
因为兄弟我知道耶稣基督是教会的头，教会他来负责，不是我要去负责。
Because Jesus Christ is the head of the church and he is in charge.
我们大家都知道马丁路德这个人。
We all know Martin Luther.
马丁路德他是宗教改革的新先驱。
He is a forerunner of the Reformation.
在16世纪呢，他发起了这个宗教改革运动，促成了今天基督教新教，也就是今天我们这个新教的这个兴起。
So in the 16th century, he started the Reformation, and he started the Protestant.
那么马丁路德他一个最大的一个贡献，他就是重新发现这个什么应信称义这样一个真理。
So he has rediscovered truth of righteousness through faith.
这个真理本来早就在圣经里头。
This has been in the Bible the whole time.
在他以前的神学家都知道这个真理。
All the theologians are aware of this.
然而这个真理只是一个知识，并没有应用到人的生活里头去。
But this is just knowledge; it's not applicable to people's life.
为什么马丁路德发现这个才发现这个？
How did he discover this?
因为马丁路德他小的时候他是出生在一个这个贫苦的这个德国的一个乡村一个小地方，那么他的家也是很贫苦。
He was born in poverty in a German small town.
那么他的父母呢，从小就对他寄托很大的希望，像那希望这个儿子将来啊，不要像父母这样辛苦。
And they have high hopes and expectation for him so that they won't be as have a difficult life like them.
他们送马丁路德去读书，去读大学，希望马丁路德将来成为律师，因为那时候律师啊。这个待遇很好，很受人尊敬。
So they send Martin Luther to a lot of education and wanted him to be a lawyer because it's going to have a good life.
所以说马丁路德他就遵照这个父母的这个命令，他就去做这个事情。
And he obeyed and went to study.
所以当他这个大学毕业的时候呢，他就遵照父母的这个愿望呢，就进了法学院。
And he did, went on to school and also went to law school.
但是呢，在这个他那一年呢，发生了好几件事情。一个是他一个最要好的一个朋友，他的一个同学啊，这个突然病故了。
So several things happened. One of them is that his friend died of sickness.
那么还有一天呢，是马丁路德走到街上的路上的时候啊，突然天上一个闪电把他 struck down， 就把他电到他，让他倒在地上。
The other thing was that he was struck down by lightning once.
所以说，在基督教历史里面，他们有个笑话，就是说苹果掉到牛顿头上，牛顿发现万有引力。这个闪电 struck 这个马丁路德，马丁路德发现这个运行真理的真理。
So there was a joke that there was the apple that fell on Newton, and that's how he found out about gravity. And for Martin Luther, it is what the lightning struck and found the Reformation.
那么这几次事情发生的时候，马丁路德就对这个人生啊起了很大的问题。他觉得这人生无常啊。
So once these things happen, you feel like life is unpredictable.
所以说马丁路德呢，他就很痛苦。那个时候他就毅然的从这个神学院退学，他去什么进修道院去读神学去。
And because of these, he decided that he wanted to drop out of school and went into seminary.
那么当然他的父母很不高兴这个事情。
His parents are not happy about it.
在神学院的这个修道院的时候啊，这个马丁路德啊，对这个罪特别敏感，就一直去犯而认这个想要对付身上的这些罪。
And so it is during seminary that he kept on looking and to face the sins of himself.
因为那个时候只有天主教，所以他们天主教他们要去认罪，要认罪这个悔改这个事情，要去找神父去告解。
So during that time, the Roman Catholics, they stress about repentance to the Father.
所以说马丁路德每回告解啊，都很长时间。所以说那些神父看见马丁路德都害怕，因为受不了他太长时间了。
So his time in repentance is just way too long. Even the fathers are getting afraid of him.
因为这种方法并不能使马丁路德心里头得到平安。
Because that's how he can get peace.
后来呢，马丁路德因为他那些修道院，他们就是模仿耶稣基督上十字架，模仿这个做了一些台阶，就是上十字架这样一个过程，就体验耶稣基督上十字架的这个痛苦。所以说，马丁路德呢也 follow 他，也 follow 这样的路，那个来走这条艰苦的这个路。
The Catholics have modeled Jesus Christ and made a path.To mimic the path that Jesus went on, and Martin Luther also went on this path.
那么这些有没有把马丁路德他身上的罪除掉呢？没有，马丁路德心里头依然是很痛苦、很沉重。
Did these things remove the sins of Martin Luther? No, it did not. He is still having difficulty.
马丁路德传记他就讲，那个时候马丁路德经常看见异象，看见这个魔鬼撒旦。带着三本这个很德厚的册子来对着马丁路德一一犯，你已经犯了这个罪，你已经犯了这个罪。
So in his visions, he sees Satan with three books continually accusing him of his sins.
马丁路德得不到平安。
Martin Luther did not get any peace.
尽管他学了很多圣经的知识，后来他拿到神学学位，他也在一个大学里面做神学院的教授，但是他这个罪的问题一直没有对付掉。
Even though he has a knowledge, he still did not get peace of how to remove these sins.
直到 1515年到1516年，因为那已经在神学院教书了，那个时候他是研究这个罗马书，突然有一天神的亮光照进他的心里头，他发现了这个因信称义的这个真理。
It is not until 1515 or 1516, around that period, that he was studying the book of Romans that he rediscovered the truth of righteousness through faith.
罗马书怎么说？人称义不是靠行为，乃是靠耶稣的宝血。
It is not through our works, but it is through the blood of Jesus Christ.
因为这个真理的发现是马丁路德从这个罪的压力下面完全的释放出来。
It is then that he is free from his sin.
据说那个时候他又看见异象，那个魔鬼又来带着三本他的以前犯的罪的册子来指控他。
And he has his vision where Satan came again with those three books accusing him.
魔鬼没指出一个罪，马丁路德说 Yes, I did. 但是呢，耶稣基督已经他的宝血已经赦免了我的罪。
Every time that the Satan accused of him, he said Yes, but Jesus Christ's blood has already cleansed me.
就是说这是马丁路德对这个因信称义的真理的这个发现的这个经过。
So this is his experience in the experiencing the faith through righteousness.
这个真理不只是他发现这个真理，这个宝贝也给他一个属灵的力量出来。
Not only just the truth, but there is the power that came out of this.
到后接下来这个1517年，因为那时候天主教他要建一个新的教堂，所以他就 fundraising。他们犯罪人怎么办呢？他发行这个赎罪券，就是让你犯了罪，你只要花钱买这个赎罪券，你这个罪就没有了。
It is not until 1517 that the Roman Catholics, they are trying to build this church and they are trying to raise fund. And the way they do it is that they're selling these indulgences where you can pay to pay money for your sins.
这个显然不符合圣经真理，所以马丁路德他靠着神这个神给他的力量，他就站起来在那个当时他那个城市叫 Wittenberg 那个教堂门上贴了95条正纲，公开的挑战，就反对天主教卖赎罪券。
So of course, this is not biblical. So he has posted the 95 theses on the door of the Church of Wittenberg.Openly disputing and opposing the Roman Catholic Church teaching.
我们知道那个时候罗马天主教的势力非常大，欧洲的那些国家的国王，他要登基要当国王，都必须要这个天主教的教皇来 approve 才可以的。
We know that they're in great power, the Roman Catholic Church at that time.
但是马丁路德就靠他自己一个人的他的力量来对抗整个罗马教廷。
So it is just him, one person.He stand up against the Roman Catholic Church.
那么，为什么马丁路德之前呢？他们没有发现这个真理
？So why is it that they did not discover this truth prior to Martin Luther?
不是那些神学院的教授他们没有知识，是因为他们对罪的认识没有马丁路德这么深刻。
It is not they do not have the knowledge of what Martin Luther has, but it is that they are lacking the light.
所以今天这个因信称义的真理是我们基督徒信仰的一个根基。
So this righteousness through faith, it is the fundamental of our doctrine.
所以说这个 the light of the knowledge of the God's glory only in the face of Jesus Christ 是一个最重要的一个宝贝。
So the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ is very, very fundamental.
这就是为什么保罗称他是一个宝贝。你讲耶稣基督是没有错，但是他原文准确的是讲是 the light of the knowledge of the glory, God's glory only in Jesus Christ's face.
So the treasure in the jar, the treasure is Jesus Christ, but more specifically, it should be the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ.
所以这样，我们回到这个哥林多后书4:7，保罗就讲，他说我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里头。要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
So we go on to verse 7. We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
我们刚才看见这个宝贝很宝贵，但是呢，他说这个宝贝要放在什么？我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里头。
So we see this treasure, but this treasure is in the jar.
这个瓦器是什么？瓦器是一个泥制的这个陶器。 是中东地区常见的一个家用的这个器具。
So what is this jar? This is a ceramic that's made by soil. It's a very common vessel, household vessel in the Middle East.
那么圣经也常常用这个瓦器来指这个基督徒或者以色列人，指用这个来形容。
So these jars of clay is referring to Christians, and Bible also refer them to as men.
大家可以去看圣经罗马书啊，或者耶利米书里面都有讲这个事情。
Is referred to also in the book of Romans and also the book of Jeremiah.
我们知道人是由土铸成的，神用地上的尘土造人。同样，这瓦器的本质也是土。那么是什么意思？是因为它是一个卑贱的器皿。
We know that God has made man from soil, and also these clay jars of clay are also made of soil.
而且瓦器也是一个非常脆弱、容易碎的，因为瓦器它一撞一碰啊，它就会碎掉，就会有裂开。
We also know that jars of clay are very fragile. You can't take any impact.
我们也知道这个瓦器它不能长久，它是肯定会朽坏的。
We also know that these jars of clay are not long-lasting. They're perishable.
这跟我们人一样，所以说圣经用瓦器来形容我们这个基督徒这个人。
So this is just like man. We're not long-lasting, and so the Bible also refers it to men.
那么神为什么要把这样一个宝贝放在一个瓦器里头？
So why is it that God wants to put this treasure in the jars of clay?
那么神这样就他有一个目的，他是要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
And the purpose of doing so is to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
这个莫大的能力，你要看英文圣经讲得很清楚，它是讲这个卓越、超凡的一种能力。
So this all-surpassing power refers to this outstanding extraordinary power.
所以说信仰的力量不是出于我们基督徒自己，乃是出于我们里面的神。
So this power of faith is from God, is not from us.
当马丁路德跟这个整个罗马教廷对抗的时候，不是马丁路德能力大，是因为他里面的神能力大。
So when Martin Luther was standing up against the powerful Catholic Church, it is not him who is powerful, it is Jesus Christ that's within him.
不是马丁路德伟大，是他里面的这个宝贝伟大。
It's not Martin Luther that is great. It is the treasure within him that is great.
所以说诗篇里面，诗篇一百一十五篇，他就第一节他就讲，他说：“耶和华呀，荣耀不要归于我们，不要归于我们，要因你的慈爱、诚实归在你的名下。”
So in Psalms 115,
verse one.所以说这个地方，那么神把这个宝贝放到我们瓦器里的，它还有三方面的这个意义在里头。
So to have the treasure in the jars of clay also have three meanings to it.
那么首先我们知道瓦器是脆弱的，只有靠着里面的宝贝，它才能彰显能力出来。
So we know that the jars of clay is weak. It is only through the treasure within it that can show its power.
这是要我们人类要谦卑，尤其是神的工人。
So we are to be humble, especially the servants of the Lord.
当神用你一个神的工人去做一件事情，有显示能力的时候，这个工人要谦卑，不是他的能力大，那是他里面神的能力大。
So it is not the power of the servant has the power, so they are to humble themselves because it is God that's within them that has the power.
第二个，瓦器的价值在于它里面的宝贝。
So the second thing is that the value of the jars of clay is the treasure within.
是不是你要把这个荣耀，一切的荣耀要归给耶稣基督？
That's why you give all the glory to God.
你不能把这个荣耀归给自己。
You cannot give the glory amongst yourself.
第三个，这个宝贝放到瓦器里，它是一个目的是要彰显能力的。
So the purpose is to display its power of the treasure.
So, 基督徒，你千万不要轻忽你瓦器里的你里面的这个宝贝。
So, as a Christian, do not take lightly of the treasure within.
因为约翰一书四章四节他就讲，他说，因为那在你们里面呢，比那在世界的更大。
In 1 John 4, chapter 4, the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world.
我等很快就要接受这个这篇道。那么我简单，我们大家都知道目的弟兄。
I'm about to finish. Let's talk about D.L. Moody.
莫迪 弟兄成为十九世纪一个最传奇、最有能力的一位传道人。
And that he's one of the greatest evangelists in the 19th century.
如果大家去读这个莫迪传的时候，你就发现莫迪这个人其实他根本就是一个，真是一个比瓦基还要差劲的一个人。
So if you read his biography, you will find out he's one, just a common vessel.
因为莫迪小时候，他三四岁的时候，他的父亲就过世，他有兄弟，有七个兄弟。
And when he was like 3 years old, his father passed away, and they have like brothers and sisters of seven.
因为家里穷，他只上小学，上到三年级就没办法上，六七岁就要出去打工。
Because of poverty, he only went to school up to third grade.
不只是这样，这个目的他还在讲话呢，他口吃讲话。
Not only that, he stutters when he talks.
就是你从哪一种角度来看，神都不应该用这个目的这样一个人，但是神偏偏用了目的这样一个人。
So no matter how you look at it, can't really see how God can use him, but God chose to use him.
那么目的，他们讲这个目的，因为神给目的很大的能力，那么给他做工有很多的果效。
God has grace and given him a lot of power to Moody.
那目的传道他因为他没有什么知识，他只是读圣经，读完圣经就把圣经用他的生命的见证讲出来。
So what the knowledge of the from the Lord, not only that, he does it with his experience and his personal experience.
就是那个时候有人讲，听穆迪讲到前五分钟是穆迪在讲话，后面是神在讲话。
So people who have heard his messages, they say that the first 5 minutes is from Moody, but afterwards is all God.
就是说穆迪他一生他旅行了，去了英国，去很多国家布道，旅行了300万英里，向1亿多人传过福音。
And so in his lifetime, he has went on to millions of miles, went on to spread gospel to a billion people.
穆迪有没有把这个荣誉归到他自己名下面来？
Did he give glory to himself?
他把这个荣耀归给神。
He gave all the glory to God.
所以说有人曾经问一个穆迪，他说问他有多少人因为听他讲道而信主得救的。
So some people have asked him, how many people have been saved from hearing your preaching?
那穆迪都讲，他说我完全不知道，感谢神，我也不必知道。
He said, no, I don't know, and I don't have to know.
因为我不保管羔羊的生命册。
Because I'm not in keeping of the Lamb's Book of Life.
他只是一个神的工人而已。
He is only a servant of the Lord.
好，因为时间的关系，我要停到这个地方啊。这个我想下面的经文大家都也应该能够明白。我们想要停到这个地方，我们来低头做一个祷告。
Because of time, I think we can all read the verses below. But I'm going to end with the word of prayer.
天父，我们谢谢你，谢谢你早晨主，你借着哥林多后书4:6-7来教导我们，主啊，什么是瓦器里的宝贝？主，我们这次谢谢主，你召我们，你在我们召我们信人的时候，你就给我们这样一个宝贝。主，这次求主让我们这次能更多认识这个宝贝的宝贵，让我们这次每一位基督徒都知道你放在我们里头的比这个世界的更大，让我们这次每一位基督徒都能亲身在我们的生命里头，在我们的信仰里头经历这个宝贝的能力。让我们知道我们基督徒，我们信耶稣是实在是有福的，因为你把这样一个宝贝放在我们这样一个卑微的器皿里头。主，我们这是谢谢你的恩典。主，你让我们珍惜你给我们这样的一个宝贝，让我们这是在我们的生命里头，在我们的信仰生活里头能够经历你的信实，经历你的大能。让我们知道我们你是那位信实慈爱的神，是那主啊，这是全能的神。主，我们这是谢谢你的恩典。愿主你的话语亲自来安慰我们，召救我们，让我们真是能够在我们的生命路上更多的主啊，真是荣耀你。谢谢恩主，这样的感谢祈求，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.